On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Friday, the 26th of February. Let's check out what happened on this day, shall we?
Now, these people are no longer with us, but they were born on this day. And what a list it is, too. Fats Domino, Johnny Cash, Bob the Bear Height from Canned Heat, the lead singer, and, of course, Australia's racing car driver, Peter Perfect. Peter Brock was also born on this day.
Sandy Shaw, the English singer, turned 74 today.
Michael Bolton, the US singer slash songwriter, is 68.
Of course, had that epic curly mullet in the 80s.
Business at the front, party out the back.
Always. Controversial Aussie chef Pete Evans is 48 today, although you can't wish him happy birthday on any social media pages because he's basically been banned.
Lead vocalist for US band Fun, Nathaniel Nate Roos, today is 39.
And Australian model and actress Teresa Palmer is 35.
It was on this day, but in 1918, that Bonox, Kraft's oldest product, was first registered in Australia.
In 1935, the radar, radio detection and ranging, was first demonstrated by a guy called Robert Watson Watt.
The Volkswagen Beetle, or the people's car, was designed by Ferdinand Porsche and launched in Germany on this day in 1936.
Such a cute car. In 1963, Romper Room began on Aussie TV. Not sure if you remember that one, Gunners.
1963, I wasn't even born.
I can see Hayley today, and I can see Karen and Kim and Megan, and Daniel's there too, so it's Tristan and James and Juliet.
Haha, she can see me, but she can't see you.
And Daniel's there too.
It ended in 1988.
I was born then.
I have no idea what it was. I've never seen it.
Was Russell Crowe ever in Romper Room? Oh, I'm thinking of Romper Stomper Room, aren't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, which is the exact opposite of what that TV show is all about.
It sure is. The World Wide Web, or the first internet browser, was introduced by Tim Berners-Lee on this day in 1991.
And in 2004, Jetstar launched in Australia.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 26th of February. What is love?